Unofficial returns show Manny Pacquiao losing by almost a 2-1 margin in South Cotabato province to incumbent Representative Darlene Custodio, who is from an established political family. Pacquiao, popularly known as Pac-Man, is a folk hero in the Philippines, and his candidacy for a congressional seat in Monday's election was seen as a good test of popularity versus substance. Several other celebrity candidates also appear to be losing. Exit polls show actor Cesar Montano and Richard Gomez will not likely be among 12 winning senators. In the race for mayor of Makati, the capital's financial district, incumbent Jejomar Binay has defeated Senator Lito Lapid, a former movie star. Ramon Casiple of the Institute for Political and Electoral Reform says the message for candidates is clear.
Pure or sinful popularity will not anymore be a big factor. It will still be an important factor in the sense that it will help your candidacy, but you cannot run anymore on just popularity.
The role of actors in Philippine politics got a big boost in 1998 when former action star Joseph Estrada was elected president with the largest margin in the country's history. His victory was seen as a revolt by common citizens against the political and economic elite who run the country. But President Estrada was forced out of office by a popular rebellion, and he is now awaiting a court verdict on corruption charges. Casiple says this experience took away much of the glitter of stars in office.
The change started during President Estrada's time, when his government was basically seen by the people as one of the worst in terms of governance. And in fact, it precipitated what we call now the People Power II.
The original People Power movement threw out dictator Ferdinand Marcos in 1986. Analysts say the spirit of People Power is still alive, but voters have become cynical because the recent leaders they put in power failed to carry out promised economic and social reforms. Casiple says there is growing maturity among Filipinos in assessing candidates.
If you're talking platform and program, it's not on that level. But if you're talking distinguishing between sheer popularity and the voters' perception of their capability for the office, then I think the voters are mature enough now.
There is one prominent actor turned politician who appears to be doing well in the recent vote, but she has accomplishments in office as well as on the screen. Vilma Santos completed 3 terms as a town mayor and was known for making improvements in public health, education, infrastructure, and the economy. She now appears headed for a win as the governor of Batangas Province. Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Manila.